This episode of Trenton Waves is brought to you by...
Hey everybody, it's me, Crystal Feliciano. I'm here on this set of the Crystal Feliciano Show. Please be sure to save the date for September 16th through the 22nd. Why, you say? Because Trenton Fashion Week is coming here to the capital city of Trenton, New Jersey. Again, that's September 16th through the 22nd. Trenton Fashion Week. We're going to help make Trenton shine.
If you're a digital video editor, you need Edius. Edius is all about giving editors the creative freedom to create any application environment. It is designed to put the power in the hands of the editor with incredible format flexibility. Edius, editing refined. Edius allows multiple users to edit, work with content as it imports, and getting content to the user incredibly fast. Check out the latest version of Edius that just launched. Download a 30-day trial today at edius.net.
What's up, everyone? I'm Von Leek, host of the Stay Woke podcast, the latest and greatest podcast featuring games, reviews, debates, and interviews. Tune in every week as my guests and I discuss different social issues as well as what's going on in pop culture, music, and tons more. So subscribe now, and until then, always remember to stay woke.
Hey, this is Jesse Vinson from Artworks Trenton, and you're listening to Trenton Waves podcast.
It's the official, unofficial podcast of the city of Trenton, New Jersey. Yeah. With your host, Frank Ferocious Sasso.
Trenton still makes and the world still takes.
And Christina Firestarter Sasso.
Trenton is Mayberry with attitude.
Hang tight, because we're going to meet the lifeblood behind the culture, food, arts, music, pork roll, punk rock, hair, books, education, talent, events, of Trenton, New Jersey. Here's Frank and Christina.
Hello, Podcastia. Frank and Christina here. Trenton Waves.
Hey.
Hey, we took last week off.
We went to another historic town.
Yes, we were in Colonial Williamsburg, Virginia.
Which is great. If you get to go, you should. And I think we should do that in Trenton. We should have a living museum right around the Trent House, dig up all the land around the Trent House with parking lots, and make it a living museum.
Dig up the parking lots.
Yes.
Yes.
And have people live there and work there and act like it's back in...
Period dress.
Yes.
So if you ever saw the movie The Village, M. Night Shyamalan, basically it's that. Like, they're living in the times with some of today's pleasantries.
Well,
they... Like technology. They have asphalt.
They're not delusional. They know they're acting. We saw George Washington.
Right.
He gave his farewell speech.
Yes,
he actually
did.
Never gave a farewell speech.
Well, he never made speeches.
Right.
Everything was in writing.
Right.
Well, he didn't even write them.
Right.
James Madison wrote most of it.
Yes.
And then Hamilton came in and finished the rest of it because Madison and George Washington weren't on speaking terms anymore.
Oh, right, right.
So.
Because Madison talked behind his back or something.
Yeah, and apparently you can actually, if you read the farewell speech, if you Google it, George Washington's farewell speech, if you're into that whole history stuff, mm-hmm. right, it actually is pretty evident where Hamilton picks it up and where Madison left off. Yeah, it's pretty funny.
Because Frank actually read it.
I did read it.
I'm impressed.
Well, he was a very, very compelling speaker, George Washington, and he drew me in. Drew me in not only in post-Meridian, but anti-Meridian.
Oh, my God. Anyway.
love that. It was my favorite part of the speech.
Yeah, so it was a really great town. I know this is about Trenton, but if you like history and you live in Trenton because you love history, that's a great place to go.
Yeah.
Also, you have historic Jamestown and Yorktown. And Yorktown.
Jamestown and Yorktown.
Minutes away. And it was great. So
they were walking around in period dress and horses.
And
they talked to you like in that language.
And it was kind of hot those days. And I even said to the girl who was doing the, she was working in the foundry making silver and pewter.
Oh, God.
I said, how do you do this on a murderously hot day? She goes, you just kind of get used to it.
We drink a lot of water.
Oh, my God. Anyway, it was very lovely. I loved it. I want to go back.
But we're back now. Speaking about back.
Yeah, so I think Trenton should be the next city who does
that. Yeah, Trenton should do something like that.
Because that was way cool. And tons of breweries and distilleries.
Yeah.
Very, very fun.
We went to a thing where it was like a what if. If you're into comics, Marvel used to do these what if issues.
Oh, right, right.
And it's like, what if
England had won
the war. The Revolutionary War. And they had this guy on trial. John Fry, yes, a made-up guy.
It was called the Trial of a Patriot.
Which actually would actually be the trial of a traitor if they lost.
Right.
Yeah, right. So, and that was great.
Interesting. Very good. And I highly recommend it. But moving on.
Right. We don't want to spoil anything. Go and see it.
Yes, go and see it. Well, already, since we are already into the third week of September.
Yeah, today.
We had First Friday, which also happened to be
Reggie Hallett's birthday.
Right.
Right. He was
well,
big...
yeah, the day, that Saturday, he had cigars out on the patio.
Right. It was great. Well, that was first Friday, but we went on Saturday.
Right. Because first Saturday is cigars on the patio.
Right. First Saturday is cigars on the patio over at Smokehouse. Not
right.
Tuna Smokehouse.
Right.
And Reggie turned 30 on Saturday. So that's why we were there.
That's right.
And we smoked cigars and it was wonderful.
Yes.
And then the next day we left for a week.
Which was also wonderful.
Right.
But so that was first Friday. And then also Saturday you wrapped up your showing at the Ellerslie.
The Ren and Stimpy and Animated Evening with Frank Sasser. Yeah, I wrapped that up on Saturday. Sip and Stimp.
Yes.
That was fun.
Yes.
Showed people how to draw who didn't believe they can draw.
That was
fun. And there was this one guy, like under the radar, and he's like drawing up a storm. The guy's obviously an artist. And he's following my workshop
hustler
thing. Yeah, right. This guy's like cranking it out. Gracie was there from the children's workshop.
Which was called Sit and Stimp.
It was called Shut Up and Stimp.
Oh, Shut Up and Stimp.
Because that's how I am with kids. I just tell them to shut up.
All right. That was the first week of September. And now we have coming up.
Two huge things this month.
So big is the Trenton Fashion Week.
Today starts Trenton Fashion Week. So if you're listening to this before 11:30 a.m., get yourself down to City Hall right now this morning, 11:30 a.m. Monday. Get down there. To kick it off with everybody.
Yes,
we'll be there too.
It's going to be the first fashion show of the whole event.
Yes.
And it is free.
Yes,
not all the events are free, but you can check that out on
the Facebook page. Yeah.
On the Facebook page. And every day is this a different event in a different venue.
Right. And this is the official Trenton Fashion Week.
Yes, this is it.
Not to be confused with anything else. If Crystal Feliciano and Will Foskey are not part of it, you got the wrong one.
Right. And it is a ticketed event. So you can also purchase tickets. There are other events that are also free, but just check that out. And then they're having a big event on Saturday, which Frank and I will be actually podcasting live from. So that's going to be exciting.
Now, if you want to buy tickets to Trenton Fashion Week, you can go right to TrentonWaves.com. As soon as that homepage opens up, just click Trenton Fashion Week. You'll see it right there. Click that. It'll open up another window. Take you right to where you can buy tickets. It explains everything, and you'll be all set. So just so you know where you can get tickets, that's one way.
What else is going on?
Well, other than Trenton Fashion Week, I could not compete with Trenton Fashion Week, even though Trenton Waves is the official podcast of Trenton Fashion Week. On September 27th, it's a Friday, New Pod City, my company, is having a launch party at 247 East Front Street, right there in the parking lot, starting at 5 p.m., You are invited. It's free. We're going to be giving a tour of the studio. We're going to have stuff to drink. There'll be some snacks. They'll have music playing. It's going to be a very cool little event there at the Base Camp building. But New Pod City is on the ground floor of Base Camp. You can come in through the back. You can come in from the front. And you'll see us all in there.
Come in from the roof?
Well, if you want to rappel from the roof, look, that's on you. I'm not going to say you can't.
Right.
Because it's not my place to say you can't do that. Whatever.
All right. So that's
that. We're not responsible for anybody who gets hurt.
Right. If you're interested in checking out any of the new restaurants, Trenton Eats Local will be going to Weedman Cafe.
Weedman Cafe.
I have never been there.
I have been there.
Apparently there's only 14 seats or 14.
Yeah, it's quite the scene.
I think there's 14 tables.
That
so if cool. you are going and it's all packed up, feel free to come and take something home. It's all about supporting the business. So if you can't stay for the meal, at least pick up something to go and enjoy it at home.
Yes.
And that would be on Thursday, September 19th.
Right.
We usually meet up at 6 o'clock and we hang out for a couple of hours chit-chatting. Or like I said, if you want to just take something to go, you can.
Yeah,
you're welcome to do that.
Just show up. You'll see a crowd of us there. That's us.
Yes.
And then to officially join the group, You gotta go on Facebook, you gotta request to join the group, and either Eric Maywa or myself may allow you into the group. But we have to approve the request. It gets approved.
I don't think you've ever not approved it. No, you have depends. Not. No.
I'll never admit it.
No.
Well, I didn't let in.
And no.
Eric will never know. Oh, by the way, speaking about Eric Maywa, his bookstore, Classics Bookstore, hold on to your seats. If you know Eric, hold on. You're going to love this. Hold on. Classics now has Wi-Fi.
What?
That's right. He has Wi-Fi.
Wi-Fi?
I almost fell on the ground.
No.
When I read this on Facebook. No more AOL dial-up. Me. Bang. Bang. You've got mail. Oh, gosh.
No, that's wow. I'm,
yeah, now it's like, you're done. You're online.
I'm well, cool. Anyway, moving on.
And that's what's going on in the big city.
Oh, I know that there are other things going on. I know BSB Gallery has an opening and has a new installation there. I believe it's on Fibers. Check it out. Go to their Facebook page or Instagram or website. The new artwork is up in Mill Hill Saloon. The art scene is up and running every month, so check out the different venues where art is being displayed.
Right.
And enjoy and purchase that art.
We need a title for this show that we do, that you and I do every month. It seems to be like a pattern.
Mm-hmm.
It's like we get together, we like kind of sum up some things.
Yeah.
Maybe we should call it...
Sum Up Some Things.
Who Dat Wrap Up Show.
No.
How about...
That would be an N-O.
Okay, hang on. Hang
You're
on.
You're not a rapper.
That's what... You haven't heard me in the shower. And when you were in Thailand, I came barreling down the stairs, blasting Eminem instrumental music on the job rocker in the living room, and I was wrapping up a storm flying down those stairs. It was awesome. You would have loved it. Silence. You would have loved it. All right, how about this? How about this? Dat Monthly Wrap-Up Show.
No. N-O.
I don't know what else then. I'm out of ideas.
We'll have to think about it. Well, Cadwalader Heights had its House and Garden tour this weekend. And it goes,
oh, that's right. Yeah.
Some of the proceeds go to help local organizations.
We were upset that we couldn't be there because we were away.
I never done the Cadwalader.
We would have went.
I want to do that one. Anyway.
We would have went.
We definitely would have went.
We should do a Trenton dog show, like the dogs of Trenton.
I agree.
Do it in like Mill Hill Park. Or do it now. You know what? Forget Mill Hill Park. Let's do it in our park.
Okay.
Mr. Frank's Park. We'll do it in that one.
Okay. Well, they do have the Bark in the Park.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about an actual where there are judges and there's a dog show.
Oh, all dogs can't be a part of it.
No.
They're too unruly.
They would win best unruly dogs.
Yes.
They could be on the dais with us. We could podcast it.
No, because they'd just be barking.
Yeah, forget that. Anyway. They'll be in the crate inside.
So, things to look forward to immediately. Today, check it out. Come down to City Hall, 11:30. Check out the fashion. Come dressed up.
Yeah, dress
in
for
your
it.
Finest finery.
The best clothes you have.
The finest finery you have.
Yes, put them on and don't take them off till Sunday. You have to wear it all week in honor of Trenton Fashion Week.
It's okay. Go home, take a shower.
Wear your best clothes. You might meet the mayor.
Yes.
If you haven't already.
I'm fading.
All right, I can see that.
I'm really fading.
Okay. All right, podcastia. I'm going to go put Chris to bed.
Yeah.
On this Monday morning.
No, I'm going to be at the fashion week.
We got to go there in a couple, like another little while.
All right.
All right. All right, podcastia. Until next week. Sasso out.
You've been listening to the Trenton Waves podcast. Visit us online at trentonwaves.com.
Hey everybody, it's me, Crystal Feliciano. I'm here on this set of the Crystal Feliciano Show. Please be sure to save the date for September 16th through the 22nd. Why, you say? Because Trenton Fashion Week is coming here to the capital city of Trenton, New Jersey. Again, that's September 16th through the 22nd. Trenton Fashion Week, we're going to help make Trenton shine.
If you're a digital video editor, you need Edius.
Edius is all about giving editors the creative freedom to create any application environment. It is designed to put the power in the hands of the editor with incredible format flexibility. Edius, editing refined. Edius allows multiple users to edit, work with content as it imports, and getting content to the user incredibly fast. Check out the latest version of Edius that just launched. Download a 30-day trial today at edius.net.